America? Why did you think of coming to America, your
Well,
family?
my father was to be called for war service between Japan and Russia, and he decided to go to America.
He decided to, that's right, avoid service.
So he was able to go by steerage.
All right, wait 1 minute, okay? Let's see how far we're coming. And tell me this. Did you have, when he decided to come, did he come by himself?
Went by himself.
Uh-huh, he came by himself. And then did he send for you and the family?
Sent for us.
Mm-hmm. And you came with your sister Bessie and your mother.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And how old were you? About nine then.
About nine. We didn't have a passport, visa.
Uh-huh.
We escaped through
you came,
underground.
Escaped. Uh-huh.
We went through forests. We went through foreign countries.
Uh-huh.
I remember going through trees and farms at night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Grandma!
We went
at night
through a forest, and were led by Russian soldiers past the line onto another country.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we got to the depot in, I don't remember what city, some slicker tried to rob my mother from her tickets and money.
Do you remember where you left from? Did you leave from Hamburg? From Germany? From a German port?
No.
You don't remember from where?
We left from, I think we left from Rotterdam.
From Holland. Got all the way to Holland. Well, you must have taken trains and things like that then.
Oh, we took trains. Mm-hmm. I don't know where we came from.
My daddy, I know, says they sailed from Hamburg. That's why I said from Hamburg.
I couldn't tell
you. Well, it's not important. Now tell me this. Did you, when you came here, your father was already in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Was there any particular reason that he came to
Pittsburgh,
yeah.
He had the address of some people who had landed in Pittsburgh and lived in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And naturally, he wanted to be among...
These were people who had were from the same town?
Were from the same town.
I see, uh-huh. And so did they help him when he came here at all?
No, they didn't help him. They told him to go and look for a job.
Told him to go and look for a job, uh-huh. And so, did he particularly go to Braddock because they were there?
No, he landed at a Cooper shop up on Bedford Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
That were making beer barrels.
Mm-hmm.
And they hated him so much, clannishly, that they made life miserable for him.
Mm-hmm.
So one fellow there suggested he go to the Westinghouse. So he went to East Pittsburgh and was successful in getting a job at the Westinghouse.
Mm-hmm.
And he was one of the very few Jews at that time who ever worked in the Westinghouse. I think he earned $1.50 a day and worked 5.5 days. By pleading, he got the other half a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then he moved to East Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. And this was before you were here?
Before we were here.
Mm-hmm.
Then he saved up a little money, and with what we got for the house
in Europe,
we were able to we were able to come to America.
And he saved money and sent for you.
Castle Garden.
All right, now, were you part of a group when you came on the boat, or do you just remember, was it a big group of immigrants, or was it just you?
We were stewards of the whole group. I don't know.
But no group that you knew of. It was just the three of you with a large group. I see.
My mother was very kosher. She wouldn't eat anything they gave her, so they ate herring and potatoes.
That they had brought with them.
They got on the boat. The boat was very lenient with their food. There was ample food.
Lots of food. Did you meet anybody, or did anybody meet you when you got off at Ellis Island?
Yeah, when we got off, we had the East Pittsburgh address. And we got off at a corner.
No, but I'm talking about in New York. Did any organization or did anybody meet? You knew nobody when you got in. As a little boy, do you remember that any organization, any Hadassah women, any women there who talked Yiddish?
I don't think there was any in existence at that time.
You don't think so, no. You can't remember anybody.
This is a story of 60 years ago.
Yeah, well, they claim that, you know, that there were some there at the time, but you don't remember any
experience like that.
Yeah, And do you remember, did your mother bring any particular papers or objects that were particularly...
Works of art.
Not works of art, don't kid me.
Didn't have any.
Now, anything that was precious to her, do you remember that she brought with her? No. Tell me, Grandpa, is your name the same as it was in Europe?
Name?
Is your name the same as it was in Europe? Exactly. Wasn't changed.
The only change was from Israel to Saul.
From Israel to Saul. The first name was changed then. All right. Okay, well, that was Americanized. As you remember, you personally, what first impressed you when you came to Pittsburgh, in East Pittsburgh, when you were on that corner that you said you had the address?
We had the address, and my father was looking for us all over the town. We missed each other, and we had a Braddock address. So the police couldn't find anybody, so they decided to put us on a streetcar, and we got off in Braddock. And we landed at Shermer's on 11th Street, Braddock. Comes to mind now. And what, that's where my father met us.
What was Shermer's? A drugstore?
No, it was a wealthy man in Braddock.
And you happened to fall into their house, and that's where he found you. I see. Now, as a young man and a little boy growing up, what was your first impression of this country as different from Europe?
Glamour, glory, grace.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Don't remember what you thought,
I know when I was... I went to school... And I was initiated a SIAL, S-I-A-L.
What's that?
SIAL Wiseman.
Oh, SIAL. They didn't.
And then they transferred me to Saul Wiseman.
They finally got your name straight, huh?
And then Father quit the Westinghouse. And he went in the barrel business for himself.
Grandpa, so you started to school, do you remember in what grade?
Second grade, I think.
Started second grade, huh?
I had one awful lot of penalties. I used to laugh and talk a lot, so the teacher made me a penalty of writing 100 words, 200 words.
Mm-hmm.
So I got smart and took a carbon paper, and instead of writing 50 words, I had 100, so she says, make 200.
She was as smart as you were, huh? How did you learn to speak English?
It came natural.
You learned because you started in school, I guess, that early.
I didn't have any special teacher.
You just started in school and you didn't know, and then you knew.
I'll never forget, I had my first teacher, Mrs. Flanagan.
Uh-huh.
A wonderful woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she...
This was in East Pittsburgh or in...
No, in Braddock. I went to Braddock School.
You went to Braddock School.
And used to give me lessons, and I used to tell her, I can't answer.
Mm-hmm.
She said, don't say can't, say cannot.
There you are. She was very, very particular.
That's tricks.
Grandpa, was there anything about the life in this country when you were little that disappointed you?
Nothing could
when you were
be
young.
Disappointing. It was the vast improvement over Europe.
Uh-huh. And was there anything during these first 5 years when you were here and you started in school that you felt you were unjustly treated because you were an immigrant?
No. We had our fights in the alley. We played football. If I could get Mickey's face down the ground, I'd rub his face in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And if he got my face down, he'd rub my face in the ground. But nothing attacked the liver.
Nothing groups.
It was all schoolish play.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was 13, I started working on a horse and wagon.
Okay, I want to get that part, but wait a minute, I have another question to ask you first. Wait a minute. Now, the first home then that you lived in was in East Pittsburgh, correct? Or in Braddock?
Never lived in East Pittsburgh.
Pardon me, I got mixed up. Always
lived in Braddock.
Okay. And what was it like, Grandpa? Was it better than your house in Europe?
Well, it was a palace compared to Europe because it was all facilities and cooking
and was it all
toilet and
that you didn't, all these facilities that you didn't have in Europe, right?
In Europe, you had to go out and get wood and cut and make a, for to make a fire.
Uh-huh.
You had to go out and
water.
Bring water in.
I see. And was it a wooden house? Was it a one family house?
Where?
When your first house, where you first moved.
In Braddock?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, we lived in a palace. We lived on 643 Corey Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very nice house.
And the neighborhood, was it all Jewish people?
No. We couldn't afford all the rooms we had, so...
You rented out?
Mrs. Charlie Levitt,
mm-hmm.
Mrs. Fanny Levitt,
mm-hmm.
was one of the boarders.
Mm-hmm.
She had a room, and...
Mm-hmm.
She lived there.
And all your brothers and sisters were born there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then later, Father bought a place on Washington Street.
How much later? Like, how many years long did you live in the first house?
4 or 5 years. And
a bigger place.
Bought a bigger place, and it was all exclusively for us.
Mm-hmm. You didn't rent out rooms.
It was a double house, and we rented half of the house to, to the other.
Mm-hmm.
And then flood came along, we used to have floods in Braddock.
Yeah, it was low down there.
And water used to come in and was up to the kitchen.
Right.
The cellar was flooded, and we couldn't get out. We were shocked, and we moved. And then the good Lord started to favor us. And we moved up to Holland Avenue.
That was up on the hill, yeah.
The Ritchie district.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And did your father, this first house on Corey Avenue, did you rent it or did you own it?
Yeah, he rented it.
It was rented, right. Uh-huh. And the second house, was that rented? It was bought. It was bought already, uh-huh. All right, and now...
Third house was bought.
Now, is that for Grandpa? I'll turn it off and let him in. What kind of work did you do when you were 14 or 15?
I went
to work in the...
Buying barrels, fixing barrels.
And selling them.
Uh-huh.
And how did you get your training for this work?
From my father.
Uh-huh. And what was I going to say? How much did you earn at the beginning, or did you just work for your father and you didn't get paid?
About $4 or $5 a week.
Uh-huh. And what were your hours?
Hours? 6 in the morning till 8 at night.
And did you work on Saturdays and Jewish holidays at the beginning?
Well, we worked on Saturdays, but not on Jewish holidays.
Yeah, but you did work on Saturdays. Uh-huh. Not on holidays. And how long did you remain at this work?
All my life.
All your life. And did you ever belong to any kind of a union, Grandpa? Hmm?
No.
Never belonged to any kind of a union. I didn't think so. Uh-huh. And this became your life's work. And if you could live this part of your life over again, would you go into the same kind of work?
I would.
You would. Mm-hmm. I think that's a silly question. Most people, I think, would have to believe that they would anyhow. But you never
know. I would know more. Maybe I would improve on it.
But... You did the best you could. Tell me this, Grandpa, in school, let's get back to the school part. You got along well with your Gentile classmates? You fought the usual kids' fights and...
Very little.
Uh-huh. It was just the usual thing, give and take, huh?
Yeah, we got along. We had no battles, no gang.
No, but you played together or you went to a movie together?
I didn't have time to play.
Uh-huh. Did you go to Hayter after regular school hours? Yes, for how long?
Until I got bar mitzvah.
Till bar mitzvah. And where did you go to Hebrew school?
I go to Zachim Braddock.
Pardon me?
A-G-U-D.
Uh-huh. A-H.
Wait a minute. A-G-U-D. A-T-H, A-C-H-I-M, Braddock.
Mm-hmm. That was the shul, right?
It was the synagogue who operated a...
A Hebrew school.
A Hebrew school.
All right.
I remember.
Yeah, you were smuggled through Austria.
When we came, we were smuggled through the wood. And we were smuggled through Austria on a Saturday morning, and the residents were horrified that we would...
On Saturday, because they were so Orthodox.
They were so religious.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh.
Then when we got to the boat, I think it... Might have been Germany. I don't know. I think it was Rotterdam.
It could very well have been.
Of
course, you know, that the Dutch and the German sound alike.
I don't know, dear.
Of course, it seems so much farther away, but maybe it isn't.
I don't know.
Well, it's not important. Tell me this, when your father came to the United States, did you think of him, and did he think of himself as a religious person?
Truthfully, not a pious. But he observed the religious traditions.
Was your mother more religious?
I think so.
Yeah. And did he lay tefillin and things like that? Or just rarely?
I don't remember. I don't think.
Probably not then. And did you ever?
I did for a while, but I gave it up.
And in other words, you observed the holidays and things like that, but that was about it, huh? And did you attend? You belonged to a synagogue, though, as soon as you.
Yeah, yeah, good as Adam. My father was president of the shul. He was treasurer of the shul, vice president of the shul.
Always an officer, huh?
He was active in the operation of the shul. He contributed heavily to the cemetery. And it was through his insistence that they built and erected the cemetery. And the chapel at the cemetery was built as a memorial to my mother. And we have a family plot up there.
And did you go as a family, for example, to Friday night services or did you not?
I would say no.
Oh, the shul, as you remember at the beginning, was a small little building, a wooden building, or what?
It still is the same building.
What kind of a building?
A small wooden building.
A small wooden building. One room, like a...
Well, no, it has downstairs...
And separate for women.
...for school. Then upstairs it has a balcony for women. And a place for men with a... Seats.
I see. Tell me this. Do you remember that when you first came to this country, or did you or your family experience any change in health due to the climate or the food or anything like that?
My father developed a serious and severe attack of arthritis.
When he first came to Pittsburgh.
No,
after a while,
after,
yeah.
Sometime after. And he was told to go to Mount Clemens, so he did. And that didn't do him any good, so he was told to go to Hot Springs, Arkansas. And he almost died there, but thank God they put him in a hospital in Hot Springs, and he got well.
Where did you go? Do you remember having a doctor, or did you go somewhere to a clinic for medical care in Braddock when you were little?
Well, we had a doctor, family doctor.
Family doctor.
And visit us. Used to charge $1 a visit.
And
Dr. Bear. Fine old man.
Was that Lily Bear's father? Related to Lily? No. No. Oh, no, that was her. That's her married name, anyhow. As you grew up, do you remember, did you join the synagogue not until after you got married, or did you remember joining the synagogue?
Oh, I didn't join the synagogue until after I got married.
Synagogue. And how about, do you remember belonging to the Talmud Torah or something like that?
No.
You didn't. And how about...
Belonged to the Y.
As a young man.
Yeah, in Pittsburgh.
And how about, did you ever belong to the Zionists or a labor group or something like that? You never were a supporter of the socialists or anything like that as a young man. You were busy working, huh?
Yeah.
Did you belong to any organizations that gave you boxes to give charity, or did your family? Do you remember that?
No, no. We had boxes in the house that other people
brought in, yeah.
Left that we contributed to, but we didn't peddle any around.
And where did you go to have a good time? Do you remember? To movies,
went
games?
Went to a movie for 4 cents.
Uh-huh.
I used to, it was a nickel.
Uh-huh.
So I'd buy a piece of candy for a penny and go up to the manager and tell him I've only got 4 cents.
Uh-huh.
So he'd give me a penny.
Yeah. And,
he lived on the street above us. We lived on Holland, that's this street, and he lived on Mills, that was above. So he worked in a clothing store.
One of your friends, this is?
Yeah, he was Bo Brummel. Mm-hmm. So he paid up. And then we had another fellow across the street, Lou Wise. There was three of us. Lou had the car, so the three of us would go out on dates. So we'd get three or four girls. And one time we were invited to my baby's house for a party. And when I met her, I
that
quit.
That was the end, huh?
I quit going.
There you are. Tell me, Grandpa, did you ever participate in any sports? Did you play any baseball, football? You didn't? No.
I was too tired and too stupid to play.
I wouldn't say that. Did you ever go to any sporting events? Did any
had
teams
no
play?
Interest.
None at all, yeah.
No.
Uh-huh, okay. And you did join the Y when you were a young man in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, we had a Y in Braddock, B'nai B'rith, and then the Y in Pittsburgh.
And were there any particular local meeting places where you would go with the boys in Braddock? Or?
Yeah, up above Talbot Avenue on top. Had a meeting room.
Mm-hmm. What organization? Was it any particular organization?
The Y, the Federation of Young Men's Association or something. I don't remember.
Something
it didn't
like
last
that.
Long.
Uh-huh. It didn't last long. Uh-huh. I see. And that's where, if you went anywhere, that's what
they,
you meant.
They didn't have enough participating.
Mm-hmm. Most people were working too hard, I guess. Tell me, Grandpa, did any of your first friends, I mean, you know, and not very first, but as you grew up and went through school, did any of them remain your lasting friends to this day?
I had very few, and I've lost contact with them.
With most of them, huh?
They've moved away.
Mm-hmm.
One of them moved to Youngstown.
Mm-hmm.
One of them moved to Huntington, and I think one died. I didn't have too many friends.
But you did keep contact until they moved away, these first friends.
And after I got married, I had no further time to bother with them.
Were you ever friendly with any non-Jewish people?
No.
In Braddock particularly, no.
No.
I mean after school years, no. Just in business, I guess, huh?
That's right, Jack.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any other family other than your immediate family, your own, and then when you got married here in Pittsburgh? Did your father have other family here?
We visited very slowly. We had none.
Mm-hmm.
He went. We visited my uncle in Johnstown.
Mm-hmm.
We had some family in Cleveland, and they died off.
Mm-hmm.
And in Pittsburgh. There was very few.
Like, for example, with whom did you celebrate Seder? Just your immediate family?
Just our immediate family.
Mm-hmm. Now, did your father maintain any contacts in the beginning with people in Europe?
We had nobody there.
Oh, you had nobody that you'd left there.
He had two sisters, mm-hmm. half-sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't there half-sisters?
Step-sisters, Grandma says. Yeah, well, it's the same.
And they, he'd send them some money every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But they passed away, and that severed the
relationship.
Relationship.
You're an American citizen because your father was naturalized.
No, I became an American citizen myself.
Yourself? Oh, you did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When was that?
I don't know.
You don't remember at what age?
No, I got the papers in the vault.
Approximately. Grandma, do you know?
Yeah, right before he was married.
Well, what? Approximately what year?
Well, I'm trying to think.
I don't hear you.
She's thinking. You went,
it was 1918, I think. That's my guess.
Well, approximately 1918. Well, how come you took out your own citizenship papers? How did you acquire your citizenship, do you remember?
Well, I went down to court.
Yeah.
And two people with me, I don't remember who they were.
To swear for you, yeah.
Witnessed my presence.
Mm-hmm. And you lived here for so long.
Took an oath and...
That was it, yeah.
And went through the process and got a citizen.
When do you remember when you first voted? Do you remember the first time you voted?
I don't know.
Don't remember?
I don't take much interest in political votes.
You don't remember at all. Do you remember what party you considered yourself belonging to?
I never had any. I don't even know what party I am today.
Well, I know what you better be.
Mom is a Republican and I'm Democrat.
Well, I don't care how you register, as long as you vote for Hubert. Okay, let's forget about that. When did you first meet the person you married and how?
My honey. Yeah. I met her in her home.
Yeah, in her house. Somebody took you there, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. About how long before you, how long did you know her before you got married?
6 months.
That how long? Boy, it didn't take long. How old were you, Grandpa?
Hey, 16.
Huh? 26? And how old was Grandma?
16.
Huh? I didn't hear you. 16. All right. And what was the marriage date? March? March 28th, was it? What was it? March 28th, what year? So you can say it out loud.
I think
can't
guess.
1922.
Oh. It was 21-22.
March 28th, 1922. And you knew one another about how long before you were married?
22 to 68 is 46 years.
Is that right?
46 years.
47.
That's a goodly number.
I think I'll live to 50, Mama.
I'm positive. I'll tell you something, with such good care, how can you miss?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you knew one another about 6 months before you were married? Or was it a long courtship?
Maybe a little longer, I don't know.
No, it was exactly 6 months. We were married 6 months from the day my sister was married, from Goldie was married. I was married in 6 months, and Ida was married within 6 months of that.
Uh-huh. And did you...
To make a good reporter, kid.
Oh, yeah. Did any of your friends or family or anybody that you know marry non-Jews at that time that we're talking about?
No.
Now, what was your feeling about this, or do you remember?
Oh, I would...
You were...
Frown on it.
His sisters were glad to get rid of him, because he was not 10 years older than all the rest of them, and used to gang up on him.
All right. Hey, Grandpa, here's a good question for you. Many young couples today have trouble getting along with each other. What was your problem of adjustment during the first years of your marriage? And you have to tell the truth because we have a witness who was there.
Well, my wife didn't feed me enough.
No, no, all kidding aside, what was?
I don't know, dear.
Grandma's laughing.
We had no troubles. She kicked me out of the bed once in a while.
But that's all, huh? Who made the important decisions in your home?
My wife.
Did this differ from the situation at home where you grew up? Was your relationship different than your mother and father?
I don't think so.
No? All right. And now, what kind of schooling did your children receive? Did they go to Hebrew school?
My children went to Hebrew school. I think so.
In public school?
Public school, college.
Uh-huh. All right. And neither of them received any Jewish education beyond Bar Mitzvah, did they?
Not to my knowledge.
Harold did?
Yes.
What did he do?
He had a private tutor and used to tutor them both. Well, after Normie, after Harold was Bar Mitzvah,
Harold took some after Bar Mitzvah then, huh?
Yeah, about the 3 years.
Uh-huh. Well, he was coming for Normie, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. All right. What was the big difference between the way you were raised and the way you raised your children? This is as far as discipline goes and things like that.
I think my wife raised the children well and as good as it could be expected.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember having any problems in raising your children which were due to the fact that you were an immigrant?
No.
No, you came too young. That question is really not for you. That's all the questions, Grandpa, except that I wanted to ask you one thing. You were a little boy when you came to this country.
Tiny bee boy.
But you had aspirations and things that you... Was America or the United States all that you expected it to be and lived up to?
I didn't know of any other.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We have a family picture.
Hmm?